The federal government has passed amendments to the Citizenship Act, including extending the Home Affairs Minister's powers to strip citizenship of dual nationals who engage in terrorism-related conduct overseas. Some experts have supported the removal of automatic citizenship loss, but are left questioning the implications of the minister's extended powers. Tara Hayes has the story.
Concerns are mounting over new laws surrounding citizenship stripping powers. The amendments to the Citizenship Act, recently passed by both houses, give the Home Affairs Minister citizenship stripping power if a dual citizen engages in terrorism-related conduct overseas or is convicted of a terrorism-related crime with a jail sentence of 3 years or more. Since 2015, the citizenship stripping mechanism has operated automatically, and the threshold was at a higher 6 years imprisonment. Senior Research Associate at the Andrew and Renata Kaldor Centre for International Refugee Law, Dr. Sangeetha Pillai, says that the automatic citizenship stripping mechanism that operated in the past was problematic.
It leads to, in one example, there was a person who was deemed to have lost citizenship automatically on the basis that he had citizenship of another country, and the other country said that he didn't, and he kind of ended up stuck in a limbo. And
Dr. Pillai says that despite amendments successfully eliminating the automatic nature of the mechanism, she does not support its replacement, ministerial power to revoke citizenship.
And that power will be much broader than it is under the current law. And the most critical part of that is the threshold, like the level of antisocial behaviour or like criminal behaviour that a person will need to engage in order to be vulnerable to citizenship loss is significantly lowered from where it was set before.
President of the Law Council of Australia, Pauline Wright, says it's that lowering of the sentencing threshold that's concerning.
The main change that we are actually concerned about is that it's going to mean that people can lose their citizenship for offences attracting a maximum penalty of as little as 3 years jail, down from 6 years, which is too low considering the very serious impact of having your citizenship removed. Modify a number of other provisions. It doesn't have to be a crime that's committed either. It'll be any terrorism-related conduct, and create a new ministerial decision-making scheme so that the minister can make a determination to end someone's citizenship based on certain conduct that doesn't have to be a conviction. So that's a little bit concerning. We think that it should only be for where someone has actually been convicted by a court of a serious terrorism-related crime.
Ms. Wright added that the changes may result in individuals becoming stateless.
The other thing that it will do is replace the current requirement that a person be a national or citizen of a country other than Australia at the time that the determination is made. And the requirement now will be that the minister need only be satisfied that a determination would not result in the person becoming someone who's not a national or citizen of any country.
Dr. Pillai says that the citizenship stripping laws are not necessary and go against our international obligations.
Australia has 82 anti-terror laws now that have been passed. That's an enormous number, especially considering that in 2001 we had zero. So in the last 20 years we've passed 82 anti-terror laws. We've got really empowered security agencies and so a lot of our laws operate to pick up criminal activity at a very early stage.
Ms. Wright says Australia should deal with criminals under our national judicial system.
If there are people in Australia who are Australian citizens who've been convicted of terrorism offences, then they should be dealt with by the justice system.
President of the Law Council of Australia, Pauline Wright, ending that report by Tara Hayes.